Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Diary, November 18, 97. Corumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 1 to 28, 1897. Portions of this manuscript are published in 4 Bio 338. Sunnyside, Corumbong, New South Wales. I was admonished this morning that it was wisdom for me to return home without delay. I am feeling much exhausted. Sister Haskell returns today. May the Lord help and bless me and strengthen me is my prayer. If I can today get into my quiet home, I will praise the Lord. We were at last seated in the ladies' compartment. Sister Haskell made up a bed for me, and I did not sit up at all on the journey of 3 hours. Carriages were waiting for us, and we rode the 4 miles in a very strong wind. I was very weak, suffering much pain. Sunnyside, Corumbong, New South Wales. I had a hard night. Slept considerable. I reason from cause to effect. Sunnyside, Corumbong. Willie C. White left for Sydney on the morning train. A telegram came from Newcastle that Sister Janet Connell was at the point of death. There must have been another hemorrhage of the lungs. There was a letter sent at once to Sydney for the father, Mr. Connell, to be found and made acquainted with the circumstances of his daughter's case, that he will either go himself to Sydney or give instruction what they would have done. We were much perplexed to know what to do. Her father is much provoked because Janet embraced the Sabbath. She was attacked with hemorrhage while Sister Simmons had given her a home. There was necessity of consulting the doctor. For this purpose, she went to Newcastle and then had another hemorrhage, bleeding about 1 quart. Then a physician attended her, and Sarah McInturfer, accompanied by brother and sister Shannon, visited her. She was unable to be moved. They learned what they could in reference to the doctors and the hospital, and found they would not accept incurables in their institution. They had a season of prayer with this exemplary Christian sister. While we were planning what could be done, a telegram came in regard to this sister that she was just at the point of death. Now plans must be laid to get her to some place where she can be cared for, should she live or die. Sabbath, November 13th, 1897. Sunnyside, Corumbong, New South Wales. I am not able to attend meeting, but my mind is stayed upon the Lord. I do not recover from my feebleness. Last night we had thunder, strong, short claps, and much lightning. Sunday, November 14th, 1897. Sunnyside, Corumbong, New South Wales. I was able to sleep until nearly 3 o'clock a.m. The night was more favorable for sleep. The burning furnace heat has passed. We have a cooling breeze. I had some talk with Brother and Sister Haskell and Brother and Sister Starr. A short talk with Brother Baker. Wrote several pages for American Mail, sent to Brethren Evans and Irwin. I spoke in afternoon to a goodly number under the tent. The Lord gave me strength and clearness of voice and clearness of mind. I spoke from Luke 12. Sunnyside, Corumbong. Cannot sleep past 1:30. I write some things to relieve my mind. We left Corumbong for Sydney. Stanmore, Sydney. Arose at 3 o'clock. It has been a most oppressive night. The atmosphere was like a blast from a furnace, dry and hot. I seemed to be scarcely able to breathe. Sabbath forenoon. Sabbath school was followed by a discourse from Elder Haskell. I was very weak, and the heat was almost unbearable. But I spoke 1 hour upon the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Above 100 were present. A cab took me to meeting. A cab took me from the meeting to the mission home. We had Sabbath school in the morning, and it was excellent. Brother Starr spoke in forenoon. I brought before the people present the word of the Lord in contrast to the words of man. Stanmore, Sydney. I did some writing for American Mail, which goes on Monday. We return home Monday evening, if the Lord will. I spoke to the people Sunday afternoon. The Lord strengthened me. My text was Luke 12, verse 22 to 40. I had much freedom in speaking the words of instruction Christ gave to us all. Sent our American mail. I had not as large a mail as usual. Brother Goodhart, employed as my secretary and business agent, came from Kurumbong Sunday afternoon. Had a short interview with him. Sarah was in the city of Sydney. We were all ready for the carriage to take us to the station, but she arrived a little too late. We desired much to be at home, but it may be all for the best. We cannot tell. The first half of the day, from 9 o'clock a.m. until noon, we had a visit from Mrs. Gorick, which was interesting and profitable. She has taken her stand with us upon the Sabbath and the special doctrines of our faith, as far as she has heard. She feeds upon the truth as a soul starving for the bread of life. She was invited to the home of a friend to meet Cardinal Moran. Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales. The past night I could not sleep past 30 minutes after 12 o'clock a.m. I awoke in great pain in stomach and bowels, which continued with weakening severity. I arose and dressed, and looked to my great physician in my need and suffering. This continued until daylight, and then became lighter, and yet this left me quite weak, unable to eat. It was thought not best to take the morning train for Kurumbong. I was unable to take refreshment. Sarah went on business to the city. I felt that I must write a little, but was too much racked with pain to do much. Sunnyside, Kurumbong, New South Wales. Thank the Lord this morning, I slept well during the night. We left Stanmore in season for the train to take us to Kurumbong. Brother Starr secured a conveyance from Brother Jennet, which he kindly lent us, and we went 5 miles to Strathfield, that in my weak state we need not have to make change of cars. I was favored in this. We cannot get to the platform without crossing the track, going down a long tier of steps and climbing up another tier of stairs to reach the platform. Had we not come with horse and carriage to Strathfield, this would have been repeated, the going down and ascending the stairs. We were very thankful we were saved this. Once on board the train, I lay down on the seat and rested and slept. The journey was not wearisome. Sarah and I had the compartment to ourselves. Brother Jones was waiting for us at Dora Creek with platform wagon drawn by Jesse and Bay. The ride did not cause me suffering by the return of severe pain. I was more than pleased to get to my home in Sunnyside, and much pleased to meet my family again and find them well. The drought is rather severe on our growing crops. We pray that the Lord will send us the blessed refreshing showers. We had an interview with Brother and Sister Wilson, advising them to go to Sydney. They left Wednesday on evening train. I rode with them to the station, Morisset. It did me no harm. My head was weary from writing, and form looking over the matter I wish to reprint as appropriate for this time. Sunnyside, Kurumbong, New South Wales. I thank the Lord this morning I slept well through the night. I feel stronger this morning. My head is clear, and I am of good courage in the Lord. I will not be discouraged. I will have faith that the Lord will strengthen me and fit me up to do His work and His will. It is very oppressive because of heat. By keeping a wet cloth on my head, I am able to write the matter I long to see in print. Today is trying upon us all because of the dry heat. Sunnyside, Kurumbong, New South Wales. I awoke this morning at 1 o'clock a.m. I arose and dressed. I commit my earnest desires in prayer to God, and I believe He will keep me and strengthen me to do much work yet. Another year of my life has ended. This day I count myself 70 years old. Friday. We learn there was a great fire in Melbourne, which destroyed a large number of buildings. The fire could not be got under control. There was something like £1 million loss. About the same time, a tornado, similar to the tornadoes in America, swept over some portions of Melbourne and the suburbs. Trees were blown down, houses shaken and destroyed, and some lives lost. Kurumbong, New South Wales. It is cooler today, but I am not strong enough to speak to the people today. I rest as much as possible, but my mind is on the stretch, constantly full of precious matter I wish to put in order. There were between 50 and 60 in attendance. Brother Hughes spoke to the people. Then there was a social meeting. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I have written letters to Sydney and Melbourne. There are questions that need to be considered.